This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Weighing the pros and cons of eating meat, ethical eating, and more. Exploring the arguments for and against eating meat, including nutrition, ethics, and environmental impact, with insights into sentiocentrism and plant-based diets. Arguments for and against eating meat, a casual talk. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about this whole meat-eating debate lately. It's one of those topics that can stir up some pretty heated conversations, right? You've got people on one side passionately defending eating meat as a natural, essential part of human diets, and on the other side, folks advocating for plant-based diets for various health, environmental, and ethical reasons. I figured I'd lay out some of the key arguments for and against eating meat. Nothing too technical, just a friendly chat, like I'd have with a buddy over coffee. The pros of eating meat. Let's start with the reasons people often give for continuing to eat meat. Nutrition. Meat is a rich source of high-quality protein and some nutrients that are a bit harder to get from plants alone, like vitamin B12, iron, heme iron specifically, and omega-3 fatty acids. Many argue that meat supports muscle growth, brain health, and overall bodily function effectively. Cultural traditions. Eating meat is deeply embedded in many cultures and family traditions. For some, it's about connection to heritage, special occasions, or even survival, as our ancestors hunted and gathered for thousands of years. Flavor and satiety. Let's be honest, meat tastes good to a lot of people. It's filling and has texture that plant-based alternatives sometimes struggle to replicate. Support for sustainable farming. Some argue that responsible meat consumption, such as from regenerative farms or pasture-raised animals, can be part of ethical eating that supports ecosystems rather than harms them. The cons of eating meat. Now, switching gears to the flip side, the reasons many people choose to limit or avoid meat. Animal welfare. This is where sentiocentrism, the ethical consideration of animals as sentient beings, becomes a big deal. Factory farming, in particular, is criticized for the suffering and poor quality of life it imposes on animals raised for meat. Environmental impact. Meat production, especially intensive beef farming, is a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and water pollution. Environmentalists often advocate for plant-based diets as a way to reduce one's carbon footprint. Health concerns. There are studies linking high consumption of certain types of meat to increased risks of heart disease, some cancers, and other chronic illnesses. This is one reason plant-based diets have gained popularity. They tend to emphasize whole foods and lower saturated fat intake. Ethical eating and alternatives. Beyond just not eating meat, new options like clean meat, lab-grown meat, are emerging, aiming to reduce animal suffering and environmental damage while still providing the experience of eating meat. These innovations support the ongoing ethical conversation around meat. Finding a middle ground? Honestly, this debate isn't always black and white. Some people adopt a fully plant-based lifestyle, others stick to traditional meat-heavy diets, and many fall somewhere in between. Flexitarians, pescatarians, or those who prioritize ethically sourced meat. What's important is understanding the nuances in ethical eating, and that includes recognizing the moral weight that sentiocentrism brings to the table. It's about respecting animal sentience and making choices that reflect that respect. For people curious about this ethical dimension, a great resource is the book Eat Meat or Don't. It provides a clear and thoughtful exploration of why we might choose to eat meat or not, weighing all the pros and cons of eating meat with a strong ethical framework. Whether you're a lifelong meat eater, someone experimenting with plant-based diets, or just interested in the broader conversation, understanding these arguments helps you make informed choices that fit your own values and lifestyle. Wrapping up. So next time you find yourself pondering whether to grill that burger or reach for a veggie patty, remember, there's a lot behind that simple decision. Ethical eating is a personal journey, and being aware of the pros and cons of eating meat lets you navigate that path with a bit more clarity, whether you're all in, all out, or somewhere in the middle. If you want to learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful read that dives into the moral questions and practical considerations behind our food choices in a way that's both informative and engaging. Thanks for listening to this little chat. Next time we talk, maybe we can get into plant-based diets or clean meat innovations in detail.